touch this. Can't touch this. My
music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to rhyme and to hype me? It feels good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such, and this is a beat up. You can't touch it. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man, you can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Fresh new kicks and bands. You got it like that. Now you know you wanna dance. So move out of your seat and get a fire girl and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, pump a little bit and let the noise go on like that. Like that. Call a little Mitchell, don't fall on back. Let them know that you're too much. And this is a beat they can't touch. Yo, I told you, you can't touch this. Why you standing there, man? Can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know. You're talking about the hammer. You're talking about a show that's hyped and tight. Singles are sweating so fast, them a white or a tape. To learn what it's gonna take in the 90s to burn the charts. Legit. Either work hard or you might as well quit. That's word, because you know you can't touch this. Can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't groove the list, then you probably are dead. So wave your hands in the air. Bust a few moves. Run your fingers through your hair. This is it. For a winner, dance to this, and you're gonna get. Touch this. Look, man, you can't touch this. You better get hype, boy, cause you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop, hammer time. Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Every time you see, you can't touch this. Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My this. Music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to rhyme and to hype me? It feels good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such, and this is a beat you can't touch. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlin Knight, the Boston Medium. And you are joining us in this beautiful shamanic journeying. Take a moment to settle in. Thank you.
Hello, beautiful souls. Thank you and welcome. This is our second hour of the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Woo! And we're doing the shamanic journeying. If you are just joining us and you're new to the shamanic drumming, just sit back and enjoy. You know, you can be sitting down, having the journey, whatever it is, wherever it is you want to be. You can be walking, you can be in your car, you can be at home, whatever it is that suits you. And, you know, what we're going to do is, you know, if you want, find your power animal. Find your power animal and help guide you. And basically, you know, if you're lucky enough, you will naturally trip. You know, if it depends on how open you are and whatever comes to you. Visions, a lot of times, you know, I get visions a lot. Like, it's very cinematic. It's very much vivid and, like, trippy-like when I do shamanic journeying. But, you know, you can see anything. Hear anything, if you want to ask a question to yourself, if you want to get the guidance, whatever it is to you that you feel that you need, you're going to receive. So, you know, whether you see a loved one who's crossed over or you're getting a message or you're seeing a guide you've never known before, just keep yourself open to, you know, whatever needs to come in. Okay, I'm going to start the journeying. I want to start the drumming. Thank you for tuning in to the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM, WMFM, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Molinite, the Boston Medium, here kicking it live with our live shamanic drumming and journeying. And I hope that opened you up and opened up your consciousness. And we are here till 8 p.m. And remember, at 7:45, we have the live mediumship reading. Sponsored by Spirit. Delivered by Spirit. We're going to see what MCA Adam Yacht Spirit has to say for us here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, and all the spirit guides want us to know, and everything that is delivered through the infinite most beautiful good. Please stay tuned. We have so much to go. Oh my god. And remember, we are here till, what is it? We're here till 8 o'clock. I am here every Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. And every Sunday at 1 p.m. doing special edition of Sunday service, where we play, I am your plug for vintage Southern, all vintage Southern, gospel, country, bluegrass, jubilee, soul, classical, jazz, Dixieland jazz, you got it. And I do a sermon. Yep, that's right. Channeling, infinite love. So stay tuned, please.
Hey, this is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages.
Rock, rock.
You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
Knock you out, shoe socks. Show your move, you forgot what mad smooth snugs.
La-di-da-di.
We like to party, don't make me get money and platinumize my body. With bright stuff known to earn a love blind folks, but like somebody turn the lights off. Immense strength popping out of muffin, make famous artists that's dead hop out of coffin. At the real estate behaving type choosy, want a palace, make the beige and light blue, please. Got the kid like watch your manners, since I came out of jail, it's like the planet gone bananas. Like the strength a bad fella had, lady looking at me all stink, I had to tell her that.
Not trying to claim things I haven't earned, honest man. Snick Rick and Outkast is on this jam. What kid diamond on a 2-2 grand? Trying to help raise our youth to me. Skip the ruler Rick, his face to slam. Help clean up this land. The reputation of this man. With hoe and with stand.
I went from players balling to bulldogging, from bulldogging to bowhogging. Now bowhogging to pimp walking and strictly stressing street talking. And we all ass like that there. Going them all up like cat hair. We never fall off like hat wear. We some of the dopest MPs out there. Now eat that. I'm casting Ricky D. Can you beat that? Remember the time I laid them down in teenage love? Now see that just a sport of rhyming. Breaking new patterns like hymen. Chucking and jiving was never the style. I'm gonna keep on being this line. Spitting that king too clean sh- a tailor and a seamstress. Blue Gators for you haters and the for you like an addiction cause I need it. Hip hop is that I feed it like a junkie. Show me your monkey cause I show them like to beat it. Might just eat it just to skeet it. Fold you up like you was pleated. Like some slacks and relaxing. Be strolling like Sir Captain. See I got a baby daughter and I feed her with this rapping. Not trapping D-boy with rapping. Huh?
Yeah. Not trying to claim things I haven't earned, honest man. Snick Rick and Outkast is on this jam. What kid diamond on a 2-2 grand? Trying to help raise our youth to me. Skip the ruler Rick, his face to slam. Help clean up this land. The reputation of this man. With hole and with stand.
Seems everybody's open off the grammar. The white fox, pink velvet suit, white Havana. Listen baby girl, genius Victor. Dreamboat miss, you should have been click picture.
Check her out.
I don't know what you're trying to figure out. Down south barbecue ribs fly out a amount.
And touching me the chosen.
With such a will opposing. Me and big boy trying to give our children clothing. Smoking love.
Do we provide dope enough?
Even people unborn kid wide open off. The engine in I'm sending in. Even make construction workers start acting kinda feminine. 10% of blasters hit from me and big boy who represent the outcast clip.
A jealous cat.
Like the strength about a fella had. Lady looking at me all stink. Had to tell her that.
Not trying to claim things I haven't earned, honest man. Snick Rick and Outkast is on this jam. What kid diamond on a 2-2 grand? Trying to help raise our youth to me.
Hello, Good evening. You're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. I am your lovely, excited, magical host, the Boston Medium. Mariah Merlinite. And I hope you're enjoying all of this. Slick Rick Street Talking featuring Outkast. So good. I'm so glad I got to play that. Beastie Boys, Brass Monkey, Beastie Boys, Sabotage. People are telling me I'm bringing them back to memory lane with this. And I was like, yeah, I know. I should play more 80s and 90s hip hop. Like, it's so good. It's such a, it just makes me want to dance. It's just like, it's a good time. It's a good vibe. It's a good vibe. And before we had the shamanic journey early, you know, I actually did not see anything in my journey. And sometimes that happens. And I think I was, what I was feeling more, they just wanted me to be present. They didn't want me to try to figure anything out, try to grasp anything. They were like, actually, the message that I got was that you are overload. You were overloaded with downloads, Mariah. There's a lot that went on in your dreams past couple of days. You're getting a lot of information. And we kind of just want you to chill today because, you know, you're doing a lot. And so I was like, okay, not a lot in a bad way. Like, I'm overworked, but I'm getting a lot of information, recording it, writing it down, communicating it, getting information, recording it. And they're just like, let's give you a break. So I had a good break during the shamanic journey. I hope you had some inspiration and felt good. And while I was doing this, I really felt that energy of like, wow, you know, that magic of playing on the air and playing live instruments and really getting into that groove and being familiar with it and playing live and really getting to the magic, even if it's just shamanic drumming for 10 minutes and being able to just freestyle sing with it, it's magic, it's love. So I'm just rejoicing and just taking this all in. I am. You know, usually it's, today's different, you know. Usually I have a lot of, you know, 50s and 60s, you know, all that, you know, nostalgic stuff playing. I mean, this stuff is nostalgic too, but it's like, absolutely, I mean, who doesn't like the Beastie Boys? Like, who doesn't like 80s and 90s hip hop? Like, how do you not, you know? I'm so glad Spirit had me do this because it's really reminding me and reflecting me about, you know, the music that has really inspired me and going back to it and just how, you know, especially the Beastie Boys have had a huge impact because of the fact that what I do is closely similar to what they do more than, you know, most artists. And I mean, I don't actually like rap, but like I make beats and I play, you know, my bass to it. I play, you know, my harmonica, my uke, my washboard, whatever live instruments with it, and I incorporate it with that, and as they did. And so, you know, and what I do is, you know, when I do, it's kind of like, it isn't, you know, it is, it's a flow. It's kind of like talking, singing, but it's like, it's Mariah, it's the Boston Medium style of music. And it definitely has a hip-hop undertone mixed in with so many things that I've been influenced with. So, I mean, the Beastie Boys, even though my favorite bands are like the Beach Boys and like, you know, 50s bands, with all honesty, I'd have to say, you know, no, I don't sound like the Beastie Boys, but like, it's more closely related to that than anything else. You know, so you got to give props and just really, really appreciate. And I just appreciate the fact that Adam came in my dream and gave me a brand new black electric bass. Like, please let me see that bass soon because I'm so ready for it. But, you know, stay tuned because 7:45, we got the messages going. So let's stay with the playlist. I got some more sugar cubes. Mix it in the sugar cubes. So I hope you're taking everything in and just hearing everything that's going on and really, whatever you're resonating with. And, you know, today's more of really a flow. I feel like today's more of a flow and more of for the healing and more to get uplifted and get connected and getting into a frequency of just really being reminded of the magic that is around us and reminding that it guided us to this beautiful place of music and partying and just like, we need to party. That's what I'm getting from this, is that we needed to have a proper party on the Paranormal Playground sounds. That was just light, very, very lighthearted. And all this music is so fun and lighthearted. And we're forgetting that part and that aspect about hip hop is that, you know, before before popular, you know, mainstream hip hop has become what it's come, what it's turned into. There was a time where, you know, they didn't really curse, you know, on the songs, and they were all very everything was goofy. Everything was just about having a good time. And it was, you know, it was innocent frat energy. You know, I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that. There really isn't. And it just was so lightened. And just remembering, we should bring being brought back to that time of just lightness. And, you know, I think, and that's why when I think, you know, when I think of Beach Boys and the Beastie Boys, actually, I think of lightheartedness. I think of playfulness, you know, fun. And I feel like this music is really reminding me of the fun. I mean, this is the thing. I have fun all the time, but it's really just reminding me the point about everything, and remembering within the energy of regiment and meditation and really connecting with spirit and all of these things and delivering everything, remembering not to take everything so serious, remembering it's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to just have room for spontaneity and just to be free. And I'm really, really falling into that all over again, and falling into that energy all over again. And just freedom, love, joy, playfulness, youth. And that's what they remind me of, the Beastie Boys, youth. So let's get on with it. 7:38. We're almost outski. So let's get with the playlist and continue to have fun. I love you so much. We're here till 8 p.m. Please stay tuned. Stick around.
Money needs no money.
Good morning. Just kidding. Good evening. We're back. Are you ready for the reading? It's 7:45 like I promised. Yes, I made sure to start early the reading because I always start at like 7:50 and then it's like, are you serious? You're going to start at 7:50 and then have no time. I love you. Any hootenberry. Imagical. That's my new word, is imagical. Because that actually happened by accident. That word happened by accident because I was trying to say imagine and magical, but then I tried to put it together in my subconscious mind, so I went imagical. Imagical. Okay, Adam. What's going on here from the Beastie Boys? What's going on the other side? Now, I already know why you came in for me. I already know the message. What is the message you have for everyone? General message to everybody who's listening for this mediumship reading. And second, he wants to give a shout out to, you know, the rest of the members of the Beastie Boys, Ad Rock and Mike D. If you guys are listening, he wants to talk. So stay tuned and stay open to that. If you come across that, or if you come across, it doesn't have to be me, you know, you come across another medium or whatever it is, psychic medium, and figure it out. And you open up to it and ba-boom, boom, 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 ba-boom, boom. It's there. or call the show. You know, I'm available. I'm here. Be here or be square. Anyways. Okay. Oh my goodness. It's so strong. Like, there was a lot, okay, for the reason why they had us play this playlist, including Bjork Sugar Cubes, it's all coming in. There's something that everybody had in common. There's a theme where all these, the music had in common, and these are bands, these are musicians who have incorporated beat making with instruments and actual instruments. Bjork has done live, she is classically trained, and she's done live classical instruments with beats, and the Beastie Boys have done beats with instruments, and there, you know, and everything here also to Bjork is a very, very playful human being. If you don't know her, and if you've never seen her videos, if you've never seen an interview, go check it out, because she's just not of this world. And so that's why they wanted us to play this music and bring this here and bring the attention to this, because right now more than ever we are in dire need of lightheartedness, fun. We are super, super in need of just not taking things seriously. There's a lot of things going on, you know, as we're heading into this year, into this, you know, this kind of season, and where the energy is right now, and, you know, the new moon just happening, new moon Gemini, it's a lot of communication, a lot of deals being made, a lot of partnerships going on, this is a really great month for entrepreneurs, you know, it's a high volume time for communication and connecting and making things happen. You know, I'd like to call it, this is totally the Three of Cups, you know, season. And so with that though, it's important when we're here and we're connecting with people and we're making things happen and we're communicating, it's very important to always understand how not to take yourself so seriously, not to see yourself as so important that you are getting offended by this or that, and really understanding, you know, putting aside offense and putting aside being so fragile and being all, and really taking a moment to really figure out, is this really about me, or is this have to do with something else or something else that's rubbing me the wrong way? Because our emotions is really going to change the course of our future. The way we feel is truly going to change the course of our future. And so Adam and his spirit and bringing in all this music really wanted to remind us about what it is to have fun. Remind us that to get out of this whole structure of work, 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 this, organize that, that person's doing that, I'm this. This image of who we think we are and what we've believed to have created for ourselves and the stories we've told about ourselves. And when that story gets, you know, kind of thrown off balance, or somebody kind of tries to take away that story or hurt that story or whatever it is, and that message of having the home and having that house and that meditation we had earlier all had to do about having, being comfortable in your own skin and having your home. So when you have your home and when you're solid in your foundation and you are truly comfortable in your skin, no matter what anybody says about you, no matter what anybody does, it never takes you out of character to a point where you are going to, that you're going to switch the fate of your future that is in a negative path or in a way that is not you or that is not serving you, that is not your highest ideal of who you are. Don't ever let anything outside of yourself take you out of your integrity. And sometimes it happens. So don't punish yourself if it does. But this is a reminder that when we don't take ourselves so serious, when we become light and we can stay in that magic of love and light, we have a harder time being offended. And when we have a harder time being offended, we don't react. So it's important that we be mindful about reacting to everything around us and the circumstances and what's being hurtled and thrown at us, because we are in the midst of a spiritual war. We are in the midst. And that spiritual war, no, is not what we think. It's not some It's not the division what we think. It's not this someone else outside of us that's doing something to us. The war is not about someone else. The war is within ourselves. The war is like having doppelgangers. It's our lower selves versus our higher selves. It is the lower, because this is the whole point. We all have the ability to be the saint and the sinner. We all have the ability to be Jesus and the devil. There is no telling tomorrow. That person who's walking around with a priest collar and high and mighty and all godly one day could just turn into, you know, Mike Myers. You know, we don't know. So it's important for us to understand, to leave that judgment out of who we think we are, because to be honest, we always know who we are spiritually, but out here in this world that is always constantly trying to tell us what we are and what we're not, we have to stay focused, because then something else can rule your world. Do you want to be controlled? So the whole point of bringing in all this music that is about lightness, you know, brass monkey, funky monkey, you know, and you know, Bjork talking about Icelandic gods, and just, you know, you have Run DMC, it's tricky, like, you know, MC Hammer can't touch this. It's all light. There is nothing serious about any of this, but it sounds so good, and it's made and produced so perfectly, and it's so genius being able to mix beats and that producing with instruments and bass and guitar, like the Beastie Boys with a remote control, and have it like hard rock and punk. And that's another thing, they've all been in the genre of punk, Bjork and the Beastie Boys. And so that's another thing to remind us about, that spirit of punk that is incorporated with the hip hop and that mixture together and how it blends so well. So to top it off, the message is fun. It's light. It's stop taking yourself so seriously. When something upsets you this week, remember, laugh the heck out of it. Laugh at yourself. When you get embarrassed, you do something, and you're sitting there for hours thinking about how stupid you feel, or sitting how wish you didn't wear that, or you look like crap in that camera, whatever it is that we're obsessing about, the self-obsession, laugh. Just laugh and you'll see how quickly you switch your focus on what it is you want to do and what it is you want to pursue. Because the more you switch your focus on the self-obsession, the more and faster your dreams are going to come true. Be of service. And when we are of service, it takes you out of the insanity. Service will take you out of the insanity of self. Be outside, see what can you contribute, what can you create, and play. Thank you. I love all of you so much. Thank you for tuning in to the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts, Freeform Radio, Medford, Paranormal Playground Sound, Boston Medium, Merlinite. Woo! It's been a phenomenal show. And I will see you next week, my lovelies. Oh, and I will see you this Sunday, 1 p.m. Sunday service, baby. You know we got it. And I'm going to leave you off with some Tupac. Yes, I have to play Tupac because we got to play Tupac. I ain't mad at you. This is the perfect song to end this show because Tupac ain't mad. Tupac is not mad at you. We love you.
Now we was once two brothers of the same kind, quick to approach a ghetto cutie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still rolled. Got stretched to YA, hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a Jerry curl, never quite learned. Drinking 90 proof on the roof, tripping off Sherm. Collect calls to the tilt, singing how you changed. But you a Muslim now, no more dope games. I just got the phone call, heard you got bail. Wanna go to the mosque, no time for females. I'm losing touch with my homie, he's a changed man. He hit the pen and now no sinning is the game plan. When I say I'm living large, all you see is the struggle. When I say I'm still thugging, all you see is the trouble. Congratulations on the wedding. I hope your wife know she got a player for life. And everybody miss you. I know we grew apart, you probably don't remember. I used to fig for your sister but never did get with her. And I can see us after school we bombed on the first player haters with the wrong set on. Now the whole thing's changed, cause we don't even kick it. Got a big money scheme and you ain't even with it. Knew in my heart you was the same young brother that when it's time for go-go toe-to-toe and watch your brother's back. I can't even lie, cause I ain't laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain, but go ahead, cause I ain't mad at you.
Oh, oh, I ain't mad at you.
I ain't mad at you. To be like distant cousins, fighting, playing dozens, whole neighborhood buzzing. No, that we wasn't, used to catch us on the roof or behind the stairs. I'm getting blitzed and I reminisce on all the times we shared. Besides bumping and grinding, wasn't nothing on our mind. In time, we learned to live a life of crime. Rewind me back to a place was much too young to know. I caught a felony loving the way the guns blow. And even though we separated, told me, wait, don't get nobody my loving while I be locked up state. I kissed my mama goodbye and wiped the tears from my lonely eyes. Said I'd return, but I gotta fight the fix to ride. Don't shed a tear, mama, I ain't happy here. I be drowned on my smacks for a couple of years. They got me going max. I'm knocking busters on their backs in my cell, thinking, hell, I know one day I'll be back. But as soon as I touch down, I tell my girl I'll be there. So prepare to get loved at. My homies wanna kick it, but I'm just laughing at you. Y'all play too many games, and I ain't mad at you.
I ain't mad at you.
Give us for living while all my homies stuck in prison, barely breathing, believing that the world is a prison. It's like a ghetto we can never leave, a broken rose giving bloom through the cracks of the concrete. So many other things for us to see, things to be, our history so full of tragedy and misery. To all my homies never made it home, the dead peers I shed tattooed tears for when I'm alone. Picture us inside a ghetto heaven, a place to rest, finding peace through this land of stress. In my chest I feel pain coming sudden storms, life full of rain in this game, watch for land dawn. Our unborn never got to grow, never got to see what's next. In this world full of countless threats, I beg God to make a way for our ghetto kids to breathe. Show a sign, make us all believe, cause I ain't mad at you.
for all the homeboys that passed away.
Amen.
All the homeboys locked in jail.